And now I have the honor to recognize some very special leaders in the state of Maryland. And I'm going to ask that I'm going to ask that we have our executive directors from the Elementary Principals Association to come forward to introduce their candidates. And so if they'll come forward, I think I saw, there he is.
Yes. Good morning.
It's afternoon. Somehow it got past us. So I'm going to let them take the stage to introduce their award winners. The Maryland Association of Elementary School Principals also has this year a National Distinguished Principal and an Assistant Principal of the Year at the elementary level. So I'm going to turn it over to Chuck.
Thank you. Mr. Smerich, board members, Dr. Salmon, I'm Steve Hagenbue. I'm the Executive Director of the Maryland Association of Elementary School Principals. Each year, we have opportunity to select one principal and one assistant principal as a representative of the just really fine folks that work everywhere across our state. I have with me this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, Lori Barnes. She's our 2017 National Outstanding Assistant Principal. She is currently the principal at Severna Park Elementary School. Last year, when she was selected, she was assistant principal and dean of academics at the Monarch Global Academy public charter school in Anne Arundel County. Lori embarked on the journey 3 years ago of helping Monarch Global become the great school that it is. She believes it to create, quote, positive change and maintain high expectations, there needs to be shared leadership and deliberate effort to understand, have empathy, and act on behalf of others. She helped to cultivate an academic culture with teachers and centered on a consistent desire to engage and teach all students. Her goal was to build the capacity of those around her through professional development and opportunities to lead others. She was previously a teacher at Jessup Elementary and at Monarch Academy in Glen Burnie. She attributes her award and leadership abilities to the mentors she's worked on at these previous locations, especially Donna O'Shea, principal at Monarch Global. She graduated from the University of Maryland with a master's degree in education leadership and policy studies, holds a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from Towson University. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Outstanding Assistant Principal for 2017, Lori Barnes.
Yes. I just want to say good afternoon and thank you to everyone. I spoke a little bit at the conference in the spring about mentorship and now transitioning from the assistant principal at one school and going to principalship at another school. I just am so impressed with the teamwork that these teachers have shown, and I'm happy to be here, but I'm even more happy to tell you the teamwork at these schools is amazing. If you ever get a chance to visit, please do. The teachers are really incredible.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. And congratulations.
And we have a certificate for you as well.
Pictures are very important because they preserve the memory. So I know it's disruptive to bring us over here, but I'd love you to be recognized and behind the board for a picture. So, Mr. Smerich, would you present the certificate?
I'll get a picture from her.
Can we have the superintendent come up, please?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Alano.
You can take pictures and tweet it. Just recognize your school as well. The current school, Severna Park.
Right, yes. Right. But she was at Monarch, and that's where I was the first day of school, and I said, what about your school? And she goes, why? We were at her prior school on the second day of school.
Yes.
Well done. And now we'd like you to meet Maryland's National Distinguished Principal for 2017, Dr. Michael Brown. Dr. Brown served in the educational field for over 20 years. Prior to becoming principal at Pocomoke Elementary School, he served there as an assistant principal for 8 years. He has an associate's degree in music from the Community College of Philadelphia, Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from Westchester University, a master's degree in school administration, and a master's of education degree in school counseling from Wilmington University of Delaware. In addition, he has postmaster's certificate in applied technology and education from Wilmington University. In this past June, he received his Doctor of Education degree from Wilmington University with a concentration on school leadership and supervision. Knowing that student success begins at home, Dr. Brown has spearheaded numerous initiatives within his school to boost parent involvement. They now boast a parent support library for at-home instruction, complete with videos created by teachers, and he's launched 3 successful digital adventures for parents and students to take virtual field trips together. Dr. Brown has distinguished himself by consistently seeking to grow his teachers and education assistants through professional development opportunities and providing students with an engaging learning environment. Efforts are evident through Pocomoke Elementary's implementation of FAME, Maryland Collaborative Model of Peer Coaching, and launching an art immersion initiative through the Wall Foundation grant to create a learning lab with 3D technology. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michael Brown, MAESP's 2017 National Distinguished Principal. And I'll let him introduce a couple of guests that he brought.
First, I would like to thank the Maryland Board of Education this afternoon, as well as the Maryland Association of Elementary School Principals for such a great honor. I am truly humbled by this experience, and also like to welcome 2 very special guests, Mr. Ed Barber, who's our Supervisor of Human Resources in Worcester County Public Schools, and my very lovely wife, Nasa Brown, who came to join me this afternoon. Once again, I'm very thankful, very humbled, and I hope to continue to represent the state of Maryland very well in all the endeavors that we take place each and every day.
Congratulations. Come on up, and
I tried to get your wife to come up.
I won't tell you all how long I've known this guy over here. But
I've known you since you were a special ed teacher.
I know, about 40 years. So
was she good at it?
It's kind of
sad
I was good at it. That's
right, that's right.
Congratulations, Stan,
and
by Mr. Mayor. Where's your wife? She's not coming up.
She won't come up.
Can we hold the certificate up just a little tiny bit? Yes, perfect.
We have the Executive Director of the Maryland Association of Secondary School Principals to highlight his wonderful folks that have this recognition, middle and high school principals.
Welcome. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. I think I'm here at most of the meetings. I'm Scott Pfeiffer. I'm the Executive Director of the Maryland Association of Secondary School Principals. First of all, let me just introduce George Lindley, our Middle School Principal of the Year, and Sandra Reed, our High School Principal of the Year. Now, our programs are run with our National Association of Secondary School Principals group, and so all these folks are eligible for national awards as well. And we coordinate that with National Principals Month, and indeed, I also have a proclamation from the governor that maybe we can get a photo op with you that he gives us every year declaring October Maryland Principals Month. Okay, so we'll do that. I also want to, we're really thrilled in Maryland not only to have these great principals of the year, but we actually had a Maryland principal, Christine Handy from Gaithersburg High School, that was just elected national president for the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Great leadership we have here in Maryland. These folks are great, and I am just so humbled. In fact, I have such a great job because I get to coordinate and read all of these applications. I'm actually not a judge, but when I see the great leadership that exists here in Maryland, every year we solicit nominations, and I typically get about 40 folks who are nominated for these awards, both for the assistant principal and principal of the year. We also get about, I think we had 10 folks apply, and these folks are the cream to the cream because they really rose to the top. And as I read those applications, it's just great stuff. And, you know, you have their resume, I believe, as part of your packet, so I'm not going to read the resume. But what I get to do is I get to go to their schools and surprise them, okay, with students and staff, and what a great thing that is to do. I wish you could, maybe we'll see if some of you guys can come and accompany me. And what I see, you know, I see things that are just beyond the, you know, the data analysis, the curriculum leadership, the high expectations, the professional development they give their teachers and that they do for themselves. These are all the things we judge them on. But what I see firsthand, number one, that really I think distinguishes them is their relationships. I mean, you see firsthand, okay, how important it is that students and staff, okay, care about them and they care about their students and staff. It's that caring relationship that is really at the center, I think, that makes a great leader. Indeed, personalization is what it's all about. You know, to be a great leader requires you to have people follow you. And in order to get that to happen, okay, it really takes some special kind of relationship. And related to that, I think it's the collaborative piece. Collaborative leaders. These folks are both very much collaborative leaders. Indeed, you know, principals, and you know, I haven't said this to them, you don't do the work of your school, okay? You have teachers that do the work of your school. And so you need to be the collaborators that help work together with them to bring some synergy to that relationship, and that's what makes it work. And so I am just so pleased, okay, to know these people, to have seen them with their staffs and their students, and they are great representatives. We'll start with George with a few words.
So, members of the board, thank you so much for this opportunity, for this recognition. I'm just very blessed and honored to be recognized among my middle-level colleagues, both across Anne Arundel County and the state. I have many friends who are current and past middle school principals who are deeply dedicated to serving the children for whom they are responsible. I think of Kate and Chris and Carolyn and Maisha and Monique, among many. And it is their example and professionalism to whom I have looked over the years, and it's their work I try to emulate. My presence here today is achieved through the hard work and dedication of my school's faculty, staff, parents, and students with whom I share this honor. Our teachers have worked tirelessly to build character, develop the talents, foster determination, instill confidence, and ensure high levels of learning in every child that we serve in Arundel Middle School. I'm privileged to work with such a devoted group of people. Additionally, our parents are supportive of our work and volunteer selflessly to promote our efforts. And while my building is comprised of over 1,030 11, 12, and 13-year-old hormone-riddled adolescents, they are, on the most part, very hardworking, studious young adults. I'd like to express my appreciation to Dr. George Arlotto for his leadership and support. Last spring, he and many of my dear colleagues from Anne Arundel County traveled from Annapolis to Cambridge on a Friday night through a rather torrential storm to celebrate this announcement with me. Also, thanks to Scott Pfeiffer, who, with Bob Mosier, our Chief Information Officer, and Chris Truffer, my regional assistant, orchestrated a wonderful surprise announcement at school that included my entire family. I think they were as excited to deliver the news as I was to receive it. Dr. Arlotto has often boasted of the caliber of people with whom we get to work, and I couldn't agree more. To be singled out for such an honor as this among a host of highly qualified professionals is deeply humbling, and I will strive to serve our profession in this honor well. Thank you.
And, you know, while they're getting up for the picture, I meant to say at the beginning, we always usually have our assistant principal of the year, but the post-Labor Day start really kind of messed us up this year. You know, that really came out wrong, didn't it? Because our applications don't even open until late August. And so actually the deadline for the applications is Thursday. All right. So I hope you'll invite us back in a couple months for our assistant principal. Don't tell